From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
56 degrees in Lawrence, 56 in Manhattan. It's 3:06.
In all the ways, neighbors care for neighbors. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. You'll find us broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. That will immediately be followed by a review of the inflation situation. Numbers for December came out. Inflation didn't get any worse, but didn't get any better either. What does it mean? Scott Horsley will tell us. Then at 3:44, one legend of the Old West involves a Mexican-American lawman who actually grew up in Topeka. He later fought off dozens of gunfighters from the inside of a jail in New Mexico.
Over the next 33 hours, the angry mob of cowboys riddled the jail with an estimated 4,000 rounds.
Is it a Sam Peckinpah movie? No, it's The Legend of El Fuego Baca. His connection to the state of Kansas. Katie Keckeisen will tell you about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Join us February 27th and 28th for a big set of parties. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is throwing several on those days. We'll have concerts by the band Nutty from Los Angeles and Exotica Cocktail from Lawrence. Schedule and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Get your tickets now at Liberty Hall or Ticketmaster. Then join us February 27th and 28th for a Retro Cocktail Hour weekend. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:20.
Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Giselle Anatole and Kyle Jurassic in store this January. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
News headlines are coming up next. We do have a 40% chance of rain this evening. Lows tonight in the mid-30s. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
Yesterday, after a wall from a bombed-out building collapsed in nearby tents overnight. He tells NPR people do not have safe shelter, and that Israel's halted the war, but people are still being killed in different ways. Anas Baba, NPR News, Gaza.
Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Lawmakers are back at work in Topeka, day two of the Kansas legislative session. Later tonight, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly will deliver her final State of the State address. The address begins at 6:30 this evening. It can be seen on KTWU Channel 11 in Topeka. The speech will also be streamed online by the governor's office. A bill in the Kansas legislature would delay the start of school until after Labor Day. The House bill, sponsored by Representative Bill Riley of Wellington, would prohibit districts from starting classes before the holiday. If the legislation becomes law, it would take effect for the 2026-2027 school year. A similar bill died in committee in 2024. KWCH-TV reports that it was once common practice to start the school year after Labor Day, but that practice is now comparatively rare all across the country. Kansas officials have improved the state's food assistance error rate, but it is still above the federal threshold. Federal law now requires states to reduce overpayment rates to below 6%. In 2028, states that are over that rate will lose some federal funding. The Kansas error rate last year was just over 9%. That would mean a $40 million funding cut. Carla Whiteside Hicks of the Kansas Department for Children and Families told lawmakers that the state's most recently reviewed monthly rate was 5.5%.
We are absolutely moving in the right direction, but we know that we have a long way to go to make sure that we not only get our payment error rate below 6%, but that we keep it there.
She says the state is training staff to reduce document issues that can lead to more errors. Renee Macklin Good, the woman killed by an immigration officer in Minneapolis last week, attended the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Kowther Shire reports that students are now calling on UMKC to release a public statement.
According to the school student-run newspaper Rue News, Renee Macklin Good was a graduate student at UMKC from 2023 to 2024. Since the fatal shooting on January 7th, the university has not released a public statement addressing Good's death. Students are also calling on the school to clarify what safety protocols are in place if immigration agents come to campus. When Rue News reached out to the administration, UMKC spokesperson Stacy Downs responded with the university policy that requires the university to comply with lawfully conducted governmental requests. I'm Kother Shire.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 40% chance of rain this evening, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with a high in the lower 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and colder, lows in the teens, mostly sunny on Thursday with a high in the mid-40s. It's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
Included in every port and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Most gunfights in the Old West were over in a matter of seconds. Today, we're going to hear about a gunfight that lasted more than 30 hours. It involved dozens of bad guys firing thousands of rounds at a single lawman. Commentator Katie Keckeisen has the story of that lawman who spent his childhood in Topeka and later became a Mexican-American folk hero.
Kansas has been called home by many age of 80. 13 years later, the Walt Disney Company aired a miniseries called The Nine Lies of El Fago Baca. This made Baca the first Hispanic pop culture hero in the United States. And while liberty was most certainly taken with the story, as the old saying goes, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. Baca would certainly have approved.
Commentator Katie Keckeisen is a local history librarian for the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. She lives in Topeka. These bits of Kansas history that you hear on KPR are made possible by KPR listener members. You can become one today. Can't beat the price because you get to set the price. You're listening to listener-supported Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven and Lawrence, with family-style memory care in a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridgehaven celebrates life and family. More information at mybridgehaven.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, the future of the Fed. The president has been trying to bully the Federal Reserve into cutting interest rates.
It's a power gambit to force the Fed to set monetary policy in ways contrary to their judgment.
It's also a gambit that could lead to more inflation. We will hear from a central bank expert coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
It's 10 minutes before 4.
Story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's morning edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
To NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Billy the Kid, January 24th, featuring Copland, Boyer, Debussy, and more. Information and tickets available at TopekaSymphony.org.
56 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Manhattan, it's 60 in Emporia. Many thanks going out to KU Facilities and Operations, doing what it takes today. It's 4:06.
From NPR News, this is All
Things. If a surplus of oil drives down prices, we'll have the view from Texas on the next All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas, listener-supported public radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too, and streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, the latest on the protests in Iran. Then Nina Totenberg will tell us about what happened at the Supreme Court today. To date, 27 states have enacted laws barring transgender participation in sports. The Supreme Court appears likely to uphold these state bans. Nina was there. She'll tell us her impressions coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Billy the Kid, January 24th, featuring Copland, Boyer, Debussy, and more. Information and tickets available at TopekaSymphony.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. We do have a 40% chance of rain this evening. Lows in the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler, with highs in the lower 40s. Lows in the teens tomorrow night. Highs in the mid-40s with sunshine on Thursday. Lows in the lower 30s for Thursday night.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang. Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 57 degrees in Manhattan, 60 in Emporia, 60 in Chanute. It is 4:20.
This is NPR News.
For 7 years now, NPR has tracked the prices of dozens of items at the same Walmart in Georgia. In the past year, almost half of the items on our shopping list got more expensive, including shrimp, Oreo cookies, Coca-Cola, and Dove soap. Rising costs at the supermarket tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition with A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
News headlines coming your way in less than a minute. 55 degrees in Topeka, 55 in Atchison. It's 4:30.
More than $236 billion. Stephen Bisaha, NPR News.
Well, stocks finished lower on Wall Street after warnings about that potential change to lending policy. The Dow down nearly 400 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Well, lawmakers have been back at work in Topeka on day two of the Kansas legislative session. Later tonight, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly will deliver her final State of the State address. That address begins at 6:30 tonight. It can be seen on KTWU Channel 11 in Topeka. The speech will also be streamed online by the governor's office. Kansas officials have improved the state's food assistance error rate, but it is still above the federal threshold. Federal law now requires states to reduce overpayment rates to below 6%. In 2028, states that are over that rate will lose some federal funding. The Kansas error rate last year was just over 9%. That would mean a $40 million funding cut. Carla Whiteside Hicks of the Kansas Department for Children and Families told lawmakers that the state's most recently reviewed monthly rate was 5.5%.
We are absolutely moving in the right direction, but we know that we have a long way to go to make sure that we not only get our payment error rate below 6%, but that we keep it there.
She says the state is training staff to reduce document issues that can lead to more errors. A jury in Wyandotte County has found a murder suspect guilty in the death of a woman nearly 30 years ago. KCTV reports that Gary Dion Davis has been convicted of second-degree murder in the November 1996 death of Pearl Davis. That case went unsolved for decades. The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office says Davis was charged with killing another woman in 1998, but was found not guilty in that case. Prosecutors say Davis is from the Kansas City area, but worked as a long-haul truck driver. Prosecutors also say Davis could be responsible for other crimes across the nation because of his job. He's now facing life in prison. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 40% chance of rain through the evening with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 18 degrees. The coldest day we have in the forecast would be Saturday with a high in the lower 30s.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Okay, totally don't know what that's supposed to be, but I'm going to assume it was supposed to be some sort of promotion for the Retro Cocktail Hour, which is throwing a series of parties for its 30th anniversary. February 27th and February 28th, concerts by the Los Angeles band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. The schedule and tickets are available at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week, January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Stick around. We will have an update of news headlines at 5:01. In our next half hour, a conversation with former National Security Advisor John Bolton about the protests in Iran.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding. Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming your way in just about 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
It's 53 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Manhattan, 54 in Abilene. The time is 5:06.
Heard from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We have many other frequencies as well. All of them are listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At just about 5:40, we will check back in with one of our tech experts who made some predictions about what would be big in 2025. How'd she do? And then at 6:15, one legend of the Old West involves a Mexican-American lawman who actually grew up in Topeka. Later on, he fought off dozens of gunfighters from the inside of a jail in New Mexico. It kind of made him a legend.
Over the next 33 hours, the angry mob of cowboys riddled the jail with an estimated 4,000 rounds.
The legend of El Fuego Baca and his connection to Kansas. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
40% chance of rain this evening, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny but cooler, highs in the lower 40s. Lows down around 18 tomorrow night, back into the mid-40s for Thursday. It's going to be a chilly weekend. Cold weather moving in then, but really not much precipitation in the long-term forecast at all.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. I know that KPR matters to you, and your support matters to KPR. You can contribute right now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so much for your support. It's 53 degrees in Topeka and 57 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Half of the items on our shopping list got more expensive, including shrimp, Oreo cookies, Coca-Cola, and Dove soap. Rising costs at the supermarket on the next morning edition from NPR News.
That's on Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Knock wood, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
40% chance of rain this evening, lows in the mid-30s. Cooler tomorrow, but sunny, with highs in the lower 40s. It's 53 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Well, it was day two of the Kansas legislative session. Later tonight, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly will be delivering her final State of the State address. It begins at 6:30 tonight. It can be seen on KTWU Channel 11 in Topeka. The speech will also be streamed online on YouTube by the governor's office. You'll find a link taking you there at governor.ks.gov. Kansas officials have improved the state's food assistance error rate, but it is still above the federal threshold. Federal law now requires states to reduce overpayment rates to below 6%. In 2028, states that are over that rate will lose some federal funding. The Kansas error rate last year was just over 9%. That would mean a $40 million funding cut. Carla Whiteside Hicks of the Kansas Department for Children and Families told lawmakers that the state's most recently reviewed monthly rate was 5.5%.
We are absolutely moving in the right direction, but we know that we have a long way to go to make sure that we not only get our payment error rate below 6%, but that we keep it there.
She says the state is training staff to reduce document issues that can lead to more errors. Renee Macklin Good, the woman killed by an immigration officer in Minneapolis last week, attended the University of Missouri at Kansas City. Kothar Shire reports that students are calling on UMKC to release a public statement.
According to the school's student-run newspaper, Rue News, Renee Macklin Good was a graduate student at UMKC from 2023 to 2024. Since the fatal shooting on January 7th, the university has not released a public statement addressing Good's death. Students are also calling on the school to clarify what safety protocols are in place if immigration agents come to campus. When Rue News reached out to the administration, UMKC spokesperson Stacey Downs responded with the university policy that requires the university to comply with lawfully conducted governmental requests. I'm Kothar Shire.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 40% chance of rain this evening. Overnight, a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with a high in the lower 40s. It's 53 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5:35.
Wow. So lastly, Amy, we are journalists, and it's always good to fact check and assess our track record of years past. You know, you joined us last year with predictions on autonomous taxis, a high-powered telescope, and mitigating the climate impact of cow burps. Did these breakthrough technologies end up breaking through?
That's a very fair question. I'm glad you asked. In some cases, yes. I think the Vera Rubin Observatory, which was the new telescope that we talked about on last year's list, it opened as planned, and we saw the first images come through in June. They showed, you know, millions of galaxies in a single image. They showed, you know, thousands of asteroids that had never been seen before, just incredible stuff. Robotaxis did, as we thought they would, expand into more and more cities. The cow burping pills that you mentioned, those were to reduce the methane emissions that cattle give off. That's a big climate problem. And that did run into a little bit of a setback this year. There were some safety concerns that some farmers raised.
Amy, 2 out of 3 is not bad.
We'll take it. Predicting the future is hard.
We'll take it.
So, yeah.
That was Amy Nordrum, executive editor for operations at the MIT Technology Review. Amy, thank you so much.
Thanks for the time.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Most gunfights in the Old West were over in a matter of seconds. Today, we're going to hear about a gunfight that lasted more than 30 hours. It involved dozens of bad guys firing thousands of rounds at a single lawman. Commentator Katie Keckeisen has the story of that lawman who spent his childhood in Topeka and later became a Mexican-American folk hero.
Kansas has been called home by many of the Americans. El Fago Baca died of natural causes at the age of 80. 13 years later, the Walt Disney Company aired a miniseries called The Nine Lies of El Fago Baca. This made Baca the first Hispanic pop culture hero in the United States. And while liberty was most certainly taken with the story, as the old saying goes, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. Baca would certainly have approved.
Commentator Katie Keckeisen is a local history librarian for the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. She lives in Topeka. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing comprehensive patient-centered care, including chronic condition management, striving to meet patients' health needs at one visit through an integrated care model. Details at heartlandhealth.org.
Thank you for joining us here on KPR this evening. A whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, Donald Trump has been trying to bully the Federal Reserve into cutting interest rates.
It's a power gambit to force the Fed to set monetary policy in ways contrary to their judgment.
It's also a gambit that could lead to more inflation, so we're going to talk about that. Then the latest on what we know about federal prosecutors in Minnesota. A number of them have resigned. We're seeing differing numbers. Highest number I've seen is 6, might be 3, hard to say. We'll tell you what's going on coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
It's 53 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
NPR shopped for more than 100 items at a Walmart in Georgia to find out just how much prices are rising. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning edition, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K25ABT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.